and Mary reflected it in her heart. The heart has its own way of making sense beyond reason. Its ways is beyond reason, and yet it strikes to the very core of our being and leaves us in awe of the mystery, and at the same time, we are enlightened. Every sacrifice and painful moments in Christ's life made sense because it was through the eye of the heart that Mary understood everything. And because of this, all things and events that happened to her son became sensible. We can conclude why Jesus himself learned how to love and obey God's will, because as a human being, Jesus sought this from his mother. Mary did not understand everything, but by keeping everything, reflecting everything in her heart, that means looking circumstances as God sees it and trusting in God's faithfulness, everything became bearable and had full of meaning. Oftentimes in life, we think of memories that will fill up the void, the loneliness, the despair, our struggles, and the things that we don't understand in our lives. A nostalgia about a good experience in the past can alight our dampened spirits. There will always be a fond memory of something or of somebody that makes our lives beautiful and happy, even with just a mere thought of it. As I think of this, I realized if there is something or somebody that can do this, it is the memory of our mother. The memory of our mother can certainly fill up what is lacking in us. I will never forget the smell of my mother, the smell of what she cooks in the kitchen, because whenever she cooks, the food looks like an aquarium. She always put lots of sauce. A mother is an image of self-giving. When I speak of the Eucharist, I think the perfect personification of the Eucharist in this world, besides the Lord, of course, is the mother. The mother is the one who gave life to us. The mother is one who knows our heart aches. She can feel whatever we are experiencing, even if we don't tell her. That is perhaps the role of a mother. That is why to lose one is very painful. And yet, God gives us different mothers, like sometimes in the form of a sister. He can be your sister, but she acts like a mother, or a friend, or a neighbor, or a co-worker. A priest, even we call our priest father, a priest can only be effective in shepherding the flock if the priest becomes a mother. Saint Francis of Assisi told his followers, "Be mothers to everyone." This calling of being a mother is a call of self-giving. Be a bread broken for your children. Be a bread broken for others. There are mothers who, even if the child did not come from their wombs, they wholeheartedly love the children they adopted or the children that were entrusted to them. There are aunts that takes care of their nephews and nieces and love them as their own. Their heart is a heart of a mother. Being a mother is a gift given to all. That is why we should respond with so much enthusiasm to this call, so that we can live the spirit of self-giving. Who do you think is the most merciful person in this world? No doubt, it is the mother. The mother is the one who is affected when there is something happened to her children. It is the mother who will never give up on her children. For her, you are the most beautiful person in the whole wide world, even if you look like, never mind. She is our cheerleader. Mothers don't give up on their children. A mother will do everything to complete the life of her children. These are just but few beautiful memories of a mother. She is a gift coming from God. That is why life is complete, because of mothers. And if you don't have a mother, there is surely somebody who took up the role of your mother, who taught you how to fill the lives of others too. True love can be learned from our mothers. That is why every mother is beautiful. All of the mothers here are laughing now because they feel like they are beautiful. Confidently beautiful. And what makes her beautiful, even if she is already old, even if she is already bedridden, even she keeps on nagging you, it is her love. Her love for us, her love for you makes her beautiful. Her unconditional love. Every mother is beautiful on account of her giving, on account of her selflessness, on account of her care. Our Blessed Mother is like that to us. Not that she is a nagger, but she is beautiful on account of her selflessness, on account of her care. Saint Augustine commented that before Mary conceived Jesus in her womb, she first conceived Jesus in her heart. I had a classmate who loved to boast about his family, especially his dead relatives who have chalked up achievements or who were regarded as social elites when they were alive. His stories about them had become so repetitive and boring that another classmate of mine was moved to say to him, "Your family is like a potato. All that are good are underground." Mary was indeed blessed, not because of her relatives who passed away, not because he is the mother of Jesus and the daughter of Saints Joachim and Anne. Mary is blessed because she gave herself up and obeyed God's will. Her life is a gift to all of us. It is through this heart of the Blessed Mother that she understood and that it became an instrument for our salvation. This heart is a heart of a mother that reflects, a heart of a mother that loves, a love that reflects God Himself.